I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. At a special meeting on Thursday, May 28th, the Juneau Assembly is expected to pass a measure to give licensed child care providers cash to help them open and stay open through the end of the year. Before the pandemic, city officials identified a lack of affordable child care as a key hurdle, keeping new parents from working and generally gumming up the economy. When COVID-19 health mandates ramped up in March, child care centers with long wait lists shut down. Now, with health mandates being relaxed, daycares have been reopening with new practices to reduce the risk of spreading the coronavirus, including reduced capacity, which isn't really financially viable for most of these businesses.
Child care facilities are already operating on a really small margin, so that creates a pretty big need for financial assistance. If they're not going to be operating at full capacity, they need financial assistance to cover the enrollment shortages.
That's Laura Martinson, a member of the city's Economic Stabilization Task Force. She researched childcare in Juneau and helped develop the grant program. The Juneau Assembly plans to vote on an emergency measure to let money start flowing in June. It would commit a little over $1 million of federal CARES Act relief money. The program would initially give licensed childcare providers roughly half of what they'd get in tuition if they were at capacity, up to $500 per child a month. In September, the subsidy would change to $250 per full-time child that's actually enrolled. It would end with the calendar year. Before the pandemic, city officials were discussing a stipend program to increase childcare capacity and make it more affordable. Funding for that non-emergency childcare program is in the city's proposed budget, but the pandemic filled that budget with uncertainties. City Manager Rory Watt has been urging assembly members to fund it sustainably, that is, by raising taxes or cutting other operating expenses. Little Eagles in Raven's Nest, or LEARN, is one child care center that reopened earlier this month with a lot of changes.
So no parents in the building. We were calling it curbside pickup and drop off for children.
That's Administrator Jamie Shanley. LEARN just got licensed in February, and its enrollment was filling up. When it reopened, she says she lost about 30% of the enrollment for a variety of reasons.
Some of them are laid off, and so they can't afford child care anymore. Some of them are still working from home, so they don't need childcare right now. And some, I think, are just uneasy about getting their children cared for in a setting like this.
And they've got new expenses and work duties, like more frequent janitorial services, daily health screenings, sanitizing toys, and wearing protective gear. Much of why LEARN can operate right now is because it's financially backed by the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. It's run more like a government service than a business. But Shanley says the city's grant program will help LEARN and other child care providers weather the uncertainty and avoid layoffs and closures.
What I'm excited about is just the recognition from the city on the importance of this industry and how it's really the backbone of an economy and a successful working class of people. Is you have to have stable child care and quality child care.
Shanley says it's been a long time coming. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.